Legal practitioners have been shedding light on the award of cost of 15,000 Ghana cedis against Alhaji Abdullahi Yusuf Mohammed, who challenged the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court in the state versus businessman Alfred Agbeshiwoyome. The court directed that 10,000 cedis of the amount be given to former Attorney General and Minister of Justice Martin Amidu and 5,000 to the Attorney General. Lawyers Maxwell Opoku Ajimang and Abraham Amalba have been telling Radio Ghana that the cost is not to discourage people from filing or challenging cases at the Supreme Court, but to avoid wasting the court's time with frivolous cases. They spoke to George Ankra first. Maxwell Opoku Ajimang, a senior lecturer at the Ghana School of Law.
Payment of cost is a discretion of the court to determine who should pay cost and the quantum of the cost. Mostly determining the cost depends on maybe the gravity of the case, the importance of the case, the relevance of the case. And when a plaintiff or an applicant is asked to bear the cost of the party, then maybe the determination is that the case was frivolous and therefore it wastes the court time. This is to dissuade people from bringing frivolous cases, inundating the court with so many unnecessary or irrelevant cases. So that is the discretion of the court to do it. Mostly court don't do it, especially when it is a constitutional matter, because when it's a constitutional matter, for example, court will not ask parties pay any cost because it is in the interest of the whole community for constitutional matters to be brought by whoever. But when it comes to certain specific financial or commercial transactions and people bring in actions, the question will be the capacity in which they bring the action, the importance of it to the state. And when they determine and strike the balance, they may decide that you don't pay any cost, or if in their view it's vexatious or frivolous, they will ask you to pay cost. So that's how it is, and it's the discretion of the court.
Does that mean that the case they have sent to court has no merit or no value?
That is not for me to say. It depends on the decision of the court. And as I said, when the court has finished with their determination, cost is not part of the case. Awarding cost is not part of the case. It is something when you have finished with the case, a lawyer will say, my lord, we should award punitive cost against the party, or my lord, this one, they should bear the cost. Or then sometimes the court will say parties should bear their own cost. See, but it is not part of the case for me to say it has merit or no merit. Merit is a substantive matter. That one depends on the evidence and the fact. But cost is a discretion, and it's after the fact. It's after the determination of the case. So I was just giving you the possible scenarios for which a court will say you should pay cost or you should not pay cost. But I cannot be specific on this matter and say it is based on so and so, because I don't have the basis for which that statement was made.
But generally, by way of education, paying cost, is it just to discourage people from pursuing cases that the court believes is not meritorious?
It may be, it's not to dissuade per se, but it can. It can also dissuade. But what is important is that when these things are done, it's to ensure that you have to prepare another case before you go to court. But I don't think we can, somebody like Martin Amidu has so many cases, he's won a lot of them, and therefore he's not a person who will be dissuaded from going to court, because the same court has given a lot of decisions in his favor. You see, so that alone, but it can also dissuade people. But I know that it is also to prevent frivolous cases, because sometimes when a case is unmeritorious, which can be settled, people decide to go to court. In any event, in these days, especially in our commercial cases, they try to encourage settlement, so that if you can settle the matter before going to court, the court will encourage you to settle. But if you insist that, notwithstanding the fact that you can settle this matter, you insist on going to court, when you lose, sometimes they award this cost against you, so that next time you take advantage of the settlement processes and then reduce the number of cases that will go for full trial.